Today, I'm going to share with you the three lessons that every entrepreneur learned too late in their business. For those of you that have been running a business for 2 years or so, you will understand this trend that more and more competitors will come. One of the reasons is because that people see there's opportunity, there's market, there's demand. They'll start to educate themselves, or maybe they come up from their company that they work on and start their own business. Especially for digital marketing agency. When I first started 4 years ago, there is almost no competitors. There is only a few big ones. So they serve people with 6 figures, 7 figures. But for boutique, small digital marketing agency, there's not many. We can get website development deal, digital marketing deal, social media management deal for a very significant amount. So every business need to understand that the competitor is gonna come. You're going to go into this price war and you need to charge cheaper, even your operation costs maintain the same, you start losing money. You're going to have those competitors that really come out of nowhere, seems like an expert, have so much portfolio that you can't even count anymore. There is, the face is everywhere in Facebook and Instagram and all these things. So if you know about this, what I can encourage you is don't do the same mistake as me or some of my students. Put out more content out there. If you have a new business or now your current business have not much competitors, put out a content online like articles or podcasts or videos. If you do not know what to post, which is the most common question for my student, I've prepared for you 100 over social media content ideas that you can download. Just click the link down below, or you can just comment and we'll send you the link. Fill in the email, we'll send you the download link and the member access where you can have it for lifetime. So this way you can put out the content. It's very generic. It's a 100 over idea that you can implement for any business. We compile that through case study. We give you some examples. So even if you're a freelancer or sales agent, you can use the same methods. There's so many property agents and financial consultant or wealth manager or whatever they call insurance agent. They're selling the same thing, targeting the same people, right? You're fighting even the same, you belong to the same company, same agency, but you're fighting against each other. The only way is to put out content out there for free and people will look at you as an expert, and this way you can eliminate the rest of them. Even if you have done it and then 1 year later people try to copy and model you, it'll be too late because they are looking from behind. They are running and you are continue advancing, right? So I encourage you, go ahead and start today. And if you have any questions, feel free to comment, share this to all your friends that need to listen to this, and I'll see you in the next video.
You've been listening to the Growth Strategist Podcast, the number one marketing show in Asia for entrepreneurs who want to get their messages out into the world. If you love the Growth Strategist Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review. Until next time.